Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Bus Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Fleabag Season 1, Episode 6.
We are. And really, we're a lot more perky than it sounds. Or maybe not a lot. Somewhat more perky than it sounds. We have already...
But excited, not perky.
Okay. I'm not energized, but, sure, but just kind of mellowly excited. So we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for Fleabag Season 1, because we're going to be covering all of Season 1 at this point. It is the last episode of Season 1, so yeah. And we are having something to drink. And Natalie picked this one, so what are we having?
We are having La Marca Pink Prosecco.
Mm-hmm. It always looks so festive. This was an episode where we really could not get away from doing champagne, but we decided to do pink because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll explain it as we go along, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe we won't. but in any case, let's get started.
Maybe not.
Yeah, so the reference is to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's version of the complete works of William Shakespeare. Mm-hmm.
Abridged.
Yeah. It is so, so, so funny. If you've never heard of the the Reduced Shakespeare Company, they are so, so funny. My best friend and your godmother, Lisa, got me into these people, and they are incredibly funny. Look them up on YouTube. You will get a good laugh.
All right.
So let's get started.
Fleabag and Up the Ass Guy are having sex, but he loses his erection. And
he's going to town, though.
He's throwing her around. It's like, all right, a little gentleness, please. And Fleabag is concerned that he's falling in love with her, because every guy who loses an erection is falling in love with you, I guess.
That seems really wrong to me.
I don't know.
Maybe that's something I would not know. Having had as many partners as she's...
I think what her reasoning is that he's overthinking things now that he is in love, and so that makes him lose his erection.
All the blood
goes to his heart, not his penis.
That's what she says.
Anyway, Fleabag is the next morning. Fleabag is thinking about Boo, who saw things differently and had empathy for people making mistakes.
Right. The way this comes up is talking about some horrible grade school kid who pencil raped a hamster, and it's like and Boo's response to that was, that's why they had rubbers on pencils to begin with, because people make mistakes. It's like, well, that's a unique way of looking at it.
Well, what she really means is that that kid needs help.
Yeah
and it's true, that kid does need help.
Okay.
Up the Ass Guy is feeling a lot of feelings and says he will talk to her at the sex exhibition.
Yay.
That her godmother is throwing.
Yeah.
They show up, and the godmother hands her a tray of champagne glasses to act as a server.
My reaction to that is, what in the actual fuck? I'm sorry. Like, you're there to see the expedition.
Exhibition.
Whatever. I haven't really been drinking that much. So you're there to see the exhibition, the sexhibition, whatever we're calling it. And you have your stepdaughter to be, or your lover's daughter, acting as a waitress without telling her or asking her or anything else. Like, oh, here,
she didn't volunteer.
Around. No, she didn't.
Godmother starts talking, doing her little intro, and she made up for the missing statue by having an empty podium piece called A Woman Robbed.
Yeah, because we all don't get to own our sexuality, because that happens to women a lot.
Or it was stolen from them.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
There is a wall of molds of erect penises, one of which is her father's.
But I just have to back up. Ass Guy's like, is it weird that my mouth is watering over this? It's like, yes.
Yes. Well, also he... while he was having sex with her at the beginning of this episode, he was like, I am so hot. Or
yeah,
look at me.
Himself.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe you should just fuck yourself.
It's just so wrong. I mean,
oh, it's, you know what it's giving? It's giving Mosley and Peaky Blinders having sex in front of a mirror.
Yes.
That's
Talk
what that
about
is
people
giving.
completely obsessed with themselves.
Anyway, hopefully this guy isn't a Nazi or a fascist. Anyway, but the godmother comes over and she kind of taunts Fleabag by being like, "Oh, well, one of them's your father's. Can you guess which one? It's so obvious to me. I mean, obviously you're the one having sex with him, so
But
obviously."
here's what's super awkward. Fleabag's like, oh yeah, second from the left. It's like, oh,
And then she got it
yeah.
right, which
Yeah.
perturbs the godmother.
It would perturb me too. I can
Yeah,
do that.
I don't like that. Anyway, up the ass guy, they're outside. He says that he now has realized that he's in love with another woman and he shouldn't be cheating on her anymore. I
Yeah.
hope she gets out. Anyway, there is a sculpture of Harry,
Yeah, with
and
no
with
penis.
no penis because the penis was put on the wall with all the
Yeah,
other
but
sculpture
that's not
penises.
obvious from the rip. So it's a little
No.
like, yeah, did she emasculate him? Does she think he doesn't have one? But again, this is a situation where when we find out later, Fleabag recognizes Harry's penis on the wall. But Harry is there, and he's there with his new girlfriend, Elaine. And so Fleabag,
She tries to reel him back in with his
yeah,
stuff being at her place, and
he's clearly moved on.
he's moved on. She asks, like, "Well, have you wanked about me?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "Okay."
Well, she is getting to this point to be very devastated. She's been calling Claire. Claire's not answering. There's nobody there for her.
She's stuck giving out the wine and stuff
Right.
because for whatever reason she
Oh,
can't
well,
say
and did
no.
you mention the ass guy thing before this?
Yes, I did. He
About
dumps her.
that he dumped her,
Yes.
and but he dumped her because he's been screwing her
She's been
as
the other
cheating. He's been the
other
other
woman.
woman.
I've mentioned that.
Yeah. And his original woman had big kids.
Anyway, Godmother hands her another tray of wine glasses and she goes to the back and drinks the wounded soldiers.
Yeah.
Godmother, she's back out on the floor with now full wine glasses and she is drinking one and her godmother snaps
Snaps
at
at
her, which
her.
you should never do to wait staff regardless.
Yeah,
She
that
snaps at her
bring me
and
food, bring me whatever. It's like, ah.
I hate that.
Oh, it's so horrible.
I was actually talking to my coworker today about how I think that everyone should work either in retail or in the food industry to deal with customer service
Yeah,
bullshit
definitely
because it
true.
gives you such a different perspective.
On how awful people are.
Yes, it makes you lose faith in humanity, but also makes you a better person, and hopefully you will act more humanly to wait staff and to service workers and
Or
retail.
just be a human.
Yeah, be a human. You should
It's
already
not gonna
have that
work.
empathy in you, but if you work one of those jobs, you will.
Yeah.
Or you'll just lose faith. Either
Yeah.
way. She snaps at her to bring her a drink, and Fleabag drops the drink on the floor, and then she grabs another one from the tray to act like she's going to do that, and her father's like, "Don't." And then she drops the tray instead of the glass, and then she drinks the glass.
Then she drinks the glass, and the dad is now furious with her. And it's kind of like, you're not furious with this god-awful woman who's snapping at your
He did not.
daughter.
He didn't. Oh, did we
No,
not?
he was standing
Oh,
next to her when the snapping
Mom,
happened.
we forgot something. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Claire has shown up. She is with Martin, which is confusing because she said she was going to leave Martin. And she's acting very awkwardly around Fleabag, even though she had this big grand plan about fixing her life. Either way,
Yeah, so.
so she's there to witness this. And what her father says is, "I'm allowed to be happy. I'm allowed to move on." That is not what this is about.
No, he's
The fact,
clearly not.
and I think that it's interesting that the show has gone this direction of him making it seem like that's what's going on, but the reality is that the godmother's just an awful person and
Yeah.
she's allowed to not like her
Yeah.
because she's an awful person.
Yeah.
It's not just that she's filling in her mom's shoes, it's because she's an awful person.
Exactly.
It's like
Exactly.
a reverse Cinderella. It's
Yeah, it's
like,
like no, and so and the dad is pissed at Fleabag. And I'm like all caps, really, with a thousand question marks. It is
yeah.
just so wrong. And then
She cleans the mess.
she's told to clean up, and then she does it, because of course Olivia Colman fake cries, and it's just unreal to me. And then the dad's pissed off, so he's like, I have to go get my cardi out of the car. It's like, oh wow, that's just not,
Cardigan.
yeah,
I
it's,
don't know why you couldn't say cardigan.
yeah,
Maybe it's different over there.
I
Anyway,
don't know.
Claire go. Fleabag takes the broken glass back into the back, and Claire goes to her, and she's like, "What the fuck was that about?" And Fleabag obviously is like, "Well, what the fuck is up with Martin being here? I thought you were planning on leaving him." And
And
Martin
then
has
shows up.
told, yeah, Martin shows up, and he's like, "I'm here to help." It's like, "How are you helping? You didn't help her clean it up. You
You
didn't
didn't
help
help
do
do
anything.
anything.
What are you talking about? You're not helping at all."
Helping
And
who with what?
go help elsewhere.
Yeah,
Anyway,
and so Claire's just like, well, I'm not leaving him.
because it he says that it was more like the other way around, that you tried to kiss him.
And Fleabag's like, you, but why don't you believe me? She says,
I'm your
and I'm your
sister.
sister. And she says, after what you did to Boo. And
So
then we start to see a whole bunch of flashbacks about Boo.
essentially what happened, and we see like flashes of Boo being upset after the cheating thing with her. Just to recap, Boo walked into traffic because she wanted to get hurt to get her ex back. Her
This
ex,
is not a good plan, by the way.
it's an awful plan. Don't do it. Her ex cheated on her with another woman, and that is what drove her to not break up with him exactly, but to want to get revenge in a way,
Yeah, to get him
to make him
back.
feel bad.
Yes.
And so her way of making him feel bad is to walk into traffic and get hurt so that he takes care of her, which I don't see how that would work, but
No.
sure. And so that's what led her to her suicide, her accidental
But in
suicide.
this series of flashbacks, you also hear Boo saying, I think I love him. You know, there's a whole
She had
series
a
of
lot of
them.
feelings about this guy. We
Yeah.
don't know exactly how serious it was. Like, all
We
we
know it's
really
from her
saw,
end.
all we really saw of their relationship was the beginning of him being her neighbor, and them thinking he's hot, and them making out a few times. So we don't know how long they were even together. There were a lot of extenuating circumstances. I'm not making any excuses. Either way,
Yeah.
we find out that Fleabag was the other woman,
Right. And they've shown in
and
flashbacks
what's
that she was the
interesting.
one who had sex with the boyfriend. It's
Yes,
like,
but the
ugh.
boyfriend, oddly enough, is the one who seems to have initiated it as well. Not that she shouldn't have stopped it and all that stuff, but he does seem to be the one who initiated, so I think that he probably would have
Well, he came
done it
on to
anyway.
her, but she followed through on it.
No, I'm
So,
not saying she's not in the wrong. She is in the wrong. You should not do that. You
right.
shouldn't do that to another woman who, you
Your
should not do that
best
with a man who
friend.
you know is taken,
Yeah.
and you also should definitely never do that to your friend's man. That is
Yeah.
absolute
Oh,
horseshit.
that's
Absolutely
horrible.
not.
It's horrible.
Either way, so that's what happened. And so that's why Claire thinks, oh, well, maybe you come on to all of the important people in your life's other the partner.
Yeah, there's significant others.
So it doesn't seem like out of the ordinary,
But
apparently, for her.
Fleabag is kind of destroyed by this as a concept, and she leaves, and she's leaving. She sees her dad crying by the car. And they share a cigarette, and they both talk about the fact that they've, you know, he hasn't forgotten her mother, and she, Fleabag, has not forgotten about Boo.
He says this one thing that really pisses me off, which is at the beginning of like, which I don't think is necessarily untrue. However, the way he says it makes it sound really weird. I don't like this guy. He s thinks that he's like, it's so unfair that everyone assumes that when it comes to daughters, that the dad fucks them up. In some cases, it's the mother. And so he's like blaming their
No,
dead
no, no,
mother.
no. In some cases, it's the daughter that fucks the father up, is
Oh,
what he
I
said.
misinterpreted that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I. But he does say that I think your mother would have been proud of the performance you just gave.
Which is, sorry, that's the part that I was mostly
No,
referring
I
to.
kind of probably agree with him.
No,
If
but
I were the mom and like new woman had come in and behaved
no,
that way,
absolutely, I
oh hell
agree.
yeah.
I think that she would be proud of her little girl.
Yeah.
But I also think that him saying that
By
the
the way, if that
child
ever
fucked,
happens, you let me know. You
well, you'd be dead in that scenario.
can
I'll
talk to me.
pray.
Yes. And you go, girl.
I'll, you know, and I will fuck that shit up. Anyway, I would do it exactly the same way too, with a big like thing
A
of champagne.
tray of
Well, first of
champagne.
all, if she hands me a tray of champagne, I'm just gonna be like, all right, thank you for the champagne, and then walk to my
All
little car.
for
All for me, thank you. And if I had a hot piece of ass with me, damn,
Damn,
yes.
exactly.
Anyway, ass.
Ass, ass,
I don't know if I let him go that far, but we'll see.
ass.
Anyway, it depends on how hot he is.
True.
But Either way. So, but just him saying that in general, it's just like, oh, sometimes it's the daughter who fucks the father up. And it's like, to a certain degree, that's not untrue, but I still don't think that's a fair thing to say in this
You're
scenario.
still supposed to be the fucking adult, you
You're the
fucking
adult.
moron.
She's an adult too, but you are the
You
adult.
started it, whatever happened, you started
Yeah,
it.
you started whatever the fuck this is with the godmother. What is up with that? Why are you
It's
doing
on
that?
him.
And are you really that happy? I don't understand. Either way,
He's getting
she
sick.
apologizes, but he just
His
says she.
penis is on a wall.
She apologizes, but
And
he.
it's hard forever. Sorry.
She apologizes, but he just says she should go. I'm sorry. Also, I didn't even mention. I'm interrupting myself now. ADHD does that to you, man. But you know, it what's so weird
So
is
does your mother.
that what's so weird is that Harry was included in the sex exhibition at all. It makes it seem like she had a sexual encounter with Harry.
So, yeah, so the way Harry talks about it, he references Olivia Colman and he says, she said you'd be okay with it.
And that, and she essentially just put plaster all over him and like let him dry in the garden.
Get that explicit with it.
No, he says that.
He says that, but she said you'd be okay with it. You know what happened before the plaster situation.
I don't know if I see Harry doing that, but
But
I
you
don't know.
also get the sense that Harry's new girlfriend, Elaine, hugs Olivia Colman. So clearly there's been some relationship between Harry and Olivia Colman that she's actually not been
Well,
open about.
also, Olivia Colman did mention that, oh yeah, do you know Harry has a new job, like a few episodes ago? So yeah, that's certainly true. Sorry, going back to what I was saying before. She apologizes, but he just says she should go because Olivia Colman walks up
She
and
tugs the leash.
yeah, and he goes back to his master. Fleabag wanders back to her cafe in tears, and it's now morning. She
Yeah,
can
it takes like all night to walk back to the cafe, it seems like.
well, London's big.
It
She
is.
considers walking into traffic like boo, but the banker guy pulls up in his car and asks if she's okay.
I mean, that is fortuitous, shall we
Thank
say.
God.
Yeah, exactly. And he's funny because he goes into the cafe and he's like, hey, I thought this was a cafe for hamsters. And she's like, no, it's a hamster-themed cafe.
Guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs. They are guinea pigs, but they kept calling them hamsters.
No, they call them guinea pigs.
They are guinea pigs.
Anyway, and she has this much like she did in the first episode where she's like talking to her father drunk. She talks about how, in the many ways, she has fucked everything up. She, and with sex in particular, how she's fucked everything up.
But what she says is she has fucked up everything with her family, with her business, and with her best friend, caused her best friend to commit suicide. She's very specific about it. She's like, I fuck everything. And as soon as my body is unfuckable and no one wants to fuck me, I don't have any reason to exist. And that is what she has reduced herself to. And some of that is psychological, but one of the other things she says in this monologue is that either everyone feels this way on some level, or
And no one's talking
and no
about it,
one's
or
talking.
I'm alone in this, and I'm so fucking alone.
Yeah, and he doesn't respond directly.
Well, to be fair, I think it's not to make this a sex a sex thing, like a I mean like a gender
Gender.
thing. But I do think that's more of a female ideology than it is a male one, in my opinion.
Honeyman.
What I mean is that the whole idea of having your body for the biological clock, if you will, and it being
That's really
not only
stupid.
internal but external, and it being like, well, will anyone want to fuck me when I'm like 40?
Oh, that you saw
Or,
that on Veep. I mean
no, exactly. But
that is definitely a female thing,
it's
and it
definitely a female thing. And I think that, and again, and not to say that males can't feel that too, but they don't really have the same kind of biological clock as far as like internal stuff. And so they don't really feel the need to rush. And also, men can be very creepy and
Well,
old and weird. But took a moment, but that's not neither here nor there. But females in general, they put a lot of stock into their beauty because of beauty standards into their body. And once you reach a certain age, you can either age gracefully, like these plastic surgery filled beautiful celebrities, or, and not to shame them for plastic surgery, but that is how they are
It's one way to
looking like
chase it.
that. We need to also be aware of that.
Yeah.
It is not
It's not a realistic,
natural.
not realistic and not natural. And
And
not attainable for many.
not cheap.
Right. It's not
Anyway,
attainable for many people,
yeah,
including me.
including me. And so it's a situation where you see these beauty standards, and once you are deemed unattractive, or if you've always been thought of yourself as unattractive by yourself or other people, you're just alone forever, and there, you have no more use to society or to your all that stuff. I'm glad that currently, at least in my life right now, I've gotten to the point where it's like it's more personality based and less based on looks. I can't say that for the rest of society, but not to say that my body isn't banging, but you know, we do what we can.
It is.
But it's just that I have not taken as much stock. I take stock in taking care of myself, and I've gotten to a more healthy mentality about my body. But just in general, the societal pressure of keeping the perfect body, which is was alluded to in the first episode, and for reference, that people would want the perfect body over like
Yeah.
years off your life
I
or
really was not
whatever.
seeing this as a theme, but okay.
But I wasn't until now, but I think that her deeming her body as her only feature that matters does say a lot about society. And it also is interesting seeing that perspective that she's either alone in this or no one's fucking talking about it. And I do agree that that is part of it. Because once you, and I haven't gotten to the age where it's failing me in any way. Well, I don't know. It hasn't really helped. But you know, it's just that I don't know. I think that it's interesting that that's being brought up in this moment, and that her fucking p other people and fucking up her life metaphorically and literally. It's interesting that it all has to do with her self-image and how lonely she really is.
So I, if, have you finished your
No, yeah,
thought?
go ahead. I was rambling towards the end, so.
So I find that a really interesting perspective. The body image things, which of course I wasn't focusing on that. I think for me, the verbalizing that need for connection with other people
Yeah.
is much more a feminine thing than it is a
Oh,
masculine thing.
absolutely.
And I don't think, and I you note that at the men's retreat where like all they're doing is screaming about women and whatever, they do have that need for connection with other people, or to know that, hey, you know, you're not alone, and while you're feeling this, it's not acceptable, or it is acceptable, or it is whatever. I think that having, you know, her feeling that she needs to be validated in some way is much more of a female thing than it is a male thing. And
Emotionally
more,
and physically,
yeah, I
yeah.
think for men it's more of a, you know, financial cannot provide
Yeah.
validation, whereas for women
That's the
it
societal
tends to be,
standard
yeah,
for them.
it's a lot more sex-based usually.
Yeah.
But I also feel like
And we're not
that.
here to talk for all men, but you know,
No,
it's
I mean,
just our observations.
hey. This would be a really interesting conversation to get a male perspective on,
I agree. I
honestly.
wish our listener would join us.
Or whomever. So,
Who
but
else would come onto
whomever that is
the
actually like male. But
podcast?
I do think it's a really interesting question
Mm.
as to, again, and I know British people. I spent, you know, summer working in London, and I'm friends with British people, and that stiff upper lip guy thing where he doesn't really respond to what she says, but goes to the car and gets loan paperwork, and he's very kind to her actually, and
I
he
love this guy.
helps. Go ahead.
I don't think I mentioned this because I thought I mentioned it, or was I was going to mention it in the episode that actually came out today at the men's retreat. But the person I think who was heading the men's retreat, he and the guy who plays the banker were both on a show that I have watched, binge watched, which is called Taskmaster. It is a UK show. It's a not a reality show at all. It's more of a game show in a way.
Yes.
And but there it's basically British comedians being given like really weird tasks to complete, and whoever does best wins. And both of them have been on that show, and I enjoyed both of the actors on that show. And so I was glad to
Well,
see that. I was like, oh my God, I recognize that guy. That's crazy.
while we're talking about the conservation of British actors, you may recognize Boo from About Time.
Yes, I did.
She was
She's the
the
girl
awkward girl.
who gets rejected initially by Tim, and then finally when he comes back to correct it, he kisses her at New Year's Eve, and she's like, "Thank you."
But again, this actress does a great job portraying the woman
Oh, she's fantastic.
who,
I'm
no, hang on,
sorry, we have
let me
not even
finish the
discussed
sentence.
that. Continue.
But she does an amazing job being the woman who is not the person you obviously think is being a sex object, right? And Fleabag really is. I mean, she is much more the person that you see as being this beautiful sex object kind of person. Whereas the actress who plays Boo is much more the awkward friend. And of course,
Girl
we
next
play,
door.
yeah, she's more, much more girl next door in this.
But not in a
And
bad
so
way.
she expects to be rejected by hot guy. And when he
So, yeah.
rejects her, she feels like her only weapon is, well, maybe if I try to kill myself, you know, it's like, it's so. There's that pathos in it that it appears also in About Time, which is why I wanted to mention it. But if you've not seen About Time, great movie
Love that
by the
movie.
same Love Actually director is really, really terrific.
So good.
So yeah, are we getting back to like the movie,
No,
the show? Okay.
I would also like to say, going back to the idea of the need for connection, that, and we've touched on this in the past episodes, but she has all of these sexual partners, but she never really formed a connection with any of
Well, and
them.
she deliberately doesn't want to. She even
Yeah.
says to ask guy when he's like, I just, you know, I want to talk to you about this. And she's like, I love that you don't, you know, like,
Yeah.
let's not, please.
She's a commitment phobe,
She
but she
is.
also, but with everything, like
Yeah.
she so desperately wants a connection, but she has the self-destructive qualities and ideologies and all that shit that she ruins every relationship she's ever had.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how she was when her mother was alive. And
Yeah.
we don't really get to hear a lot about their connection, but all we know is that they're very similar.
Yes.
And so she probably felt validated in many ways. And even though I'm not sure when these flashbacks are, but like that fight that she had with Claire and talking to Boo about it and how she needs to like get her shit together, I think was probably after her mom died. But I'm not sure. Either way, I think that in general, she really wants to be loved and to love, and she just doesn't know how because she's had this imperfect example. And not to say that her parents were unloving, but it's clear that now that there is a fracture there, it's not producing any more love that she can,
Count on.
yeah, and to emulate. And she's only surrounded by toxicity, and even her sister couldn't find a really great man, even though her sister is insane.
That could be why she couldn't find a great man.
Well, she's tightly wound, but she's also gorgeous and smart,
Yeah,
but she
I think
also has
that
her own
contributes to
problems.
the extra weird, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think that she doesn't have, she really does crave connection, and it's
She
interesting.
craves it but rejects it at the same time. And
Yeah.
I think she is a walking contradiction, and I think
Yeah.
that that hurts her on many
It really does
levels.
hurt her, and I do think that's just her in general, her walking a walking contradiction.
Yeah. So anyway,
Anyway,
let's finish up this episode.
We were just blabbing there, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. So
Dad, you wanted these to be longer.
the guy comes back in with the loan paperwork and he says,
With
people,
Elaine.
whatever. He says, people make mistakes. And he's kind to her.
I
And
love this guy.
Fleabag even says, oh, my former partner, whatever, her, my best friend said that that's why there were rubbers on the end of erasers, on pencils. And he's kind of, all right. And that's really it. So what were your best parts of this episode?
Fleabag and the banker guy. I think that's a great scene. It's thought-provoking, obviously.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of different things from it, obviously.
As we did.
As we did. And I really love the banker guy in general. I think his character's like perfect. And not like that he's a perfect person, but I really like his arc. I think
Yeah.
his arc is perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's what it needs to be. It's imperfect in a way. He seems to be the guy with the power, and he also seems to be the guy who is on the moral high ground at the beginning. And then we find out that he groped a woman's breasts at a work party, and he needs to figure his own shit out, and everyone's dealing with shit. And he yearns for to go back to the way things were, or to move on from his own mistakes, that he realizes that he needs to give her a second chance and to rectify her own. And he wants to give her a real shot. And I mean, it's kindness repaying kindness. Like, she was willing to listen to him, he's willing to listen to her.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's all I wrote down.
I really love the line officer in this. Again, I think as a character, he even by himself, I think is a really good character. I like Fleabag finally having some self-realization.
I
Like
agree.
to, and it's taken six episodes to get here, and you get that sense that she really had to hit rock bottom, whatever rock bottom was for her, which like felt like everything was taken from her, I guess. I like Harry in this episode. I
Love
don't have
him.
a good reason for
No,
it,
I agree. I think.
but I like the fact that he's moved on. Like he's not going to get sucked back into her bullshit. He's not like fucked up and cheating on people. He's just like, no, I'm done. I'm really done. Now, I don't like the fact that he's friends with Olivia
Godmother,
Fleabag,
I
but
agree.
other than that, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
What were your worst parts?
Godmother in all caps. Like, where's the fucking nerve for you to
She's horrible.
be like, oh, you're voluntold that you're doing this. You didn't
She's
know that.
so
I
awful.
hate her so much. Claire fixing not fixing her life.
Yeah.
Her, I understand the idea that, but I hate that she was talked into it by Martin, but I also can understand her perspective of, oh, she's done this before with people close to, even closer, really,
Yeah.
to her, and so why wouldn't she do it to me?
Yeah.
And I think that that's a shame, but I can't blame her at the same time.
Sure.
And Fleabag for trying to reel Harry in with her bullshit again. Like, she reverts back to her old self, being like, oh yeah, you left your stuff. I've been rubbing myself in lingerie all over it. It's, and oh, you wank about me sometimes. It's, I don't like that.
No.
I think for the rest of the episode, she's in her realization, it's fine, but not for that.
Is that obviously, Olivia Colman, her character is just fucking horrible. Just horrible. I that passive aggressive self-aggrandizing god-awfulness, and I think we've all experienced it with at least one person in our lives. And when you see it, it is to the 11,000th degree with her. It's just horrible. I don't like Claire in this. I really don't like Claire in this. I don't like Martin. Of course, I hate Martin. I don't like Claire falling for Martin lying. I don't like the dad in this.
Oh, I forgot
I
to mention the dad.
really
Him
don't.
just letting a big up being a doormat.
If being a doormat and like, again, showing that glimmer of I could know better, but I've chosen not to. I hate ass guy. Like, I'm sorry.
Sir.
Yeah, you totally led her on. He's like, I'm sorry if I led you on. It's like, what the
What do you
fuck else were
mean?
you doing? I mean, what? He's like, I shouldn't have been cheating on my other real girlfriend. Fuck off. But I was really attracted to your small boobs. No. No.
I mean, own your small
No.
boobs, but Jesus.
Horrible. Horrible. I didn't actually give a grade to this episode, so what grade did you give it?
A minus.
I'm actually
Maybe it's a B plus. I don't know.
no, I'm not even sure that I like it better than the previous episode.
You might be right.
It's kind of more of a B to me, which, it's
No,
somewhere,
I
it's
think
probably a
I.
B plus. It may be a B
It's thought
plus.
provoking, but I don't. It's not all enjoyable.
Right, it's not like, oh yay.
It's a lot of secondhand embarrassment and awkwardness. Not that the last episode wasn't, but that gave more insight into her life.
Yeah.
And while this had an interesting reveal with the whole boo thing,
It
it
might be
doesn't
more of a
make.
B.
I
Oh my
think it is a
God.
B.
I think it's a B.
I think it's a B.
And I have to say this because, I kept saying that the season would get better, and it did get better as far as the baseline. But when I look at my grades, we're still not hitting like A plus, A plus. I just don't see that with this season of Fleabag. There might be an episode in the next season, but I'm not sure for me.
I know
And
for me.
I know you do. But there might be, there might not be for me. And honestly, I just have some preliminary thoughts of I'm not sure how I feel about this, but we'll see. And that's the whole reason we watch shows, right? So we hope that you join us for season 2 of Fleabag. And
Cheers.
cheers.